It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 312 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 15th of April. Ooh, 2009. And coming up on today's show, y'all, if you hadn't done your taxes, turn this off and go do them because Uncle Sam's coming to get you. Oh, Lord. Well, I guess it could be worse. I guess it could be the sea hag coming to get you.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, I'm not going to waste any more time on the sea hag or anything else. We're going to get right into it because today, y'all, we have a very special guest on The Gaze. Hi, everyone. We have got just an unbelievable guest on The Gaze today. Y'all, it is someone that... That we all know and love, but who has vanished. He has just vanished from the face of the earth, y'all. It is none other than Perfetti. Say hi, Perfetti.
Hello, is this thing on?
Yes, it's on. Oh, Lord. Y'all, we are doing a video cast, and I'm finally getting to see what Perfetti looks like. He is having an adult beverage this evening and a smoky treat while he talks to Big Fatty.
It's true.
All right. Now, Freddie, this is Freddie, the infamous podcast listener, commenter, bacon wallet buyer, just all around good guy that you hear so much about. But y'all, he's fucking vanished. Now, Freddie, what the hell's going on?
Well, I hooked up with magician school and we were practicing our vanishing act, and I think I passed the class.
Well, I think you did too.
I had a couple things happen. The biggest thing I've been involved in lately is I had been back in school since last summer, and each semester I have added another class to my load.
Oh.
And
he said load.
Yes, that load. That load. And so this semester I'm taking my 12 hours and working 40 hours and trying to raise my toddlers, and it's just a lot of work. And I, a couple people know that I had a small incident where I had dropped my iPod in a puddle of water. And so I haven't been able to listen to as much as I would like to. And I've just been busy.
Womp, womp. Oh.
Hey, I'm not asking for tears.
No, not at all. Well, Freddie, do you realize how much you've been missed?
I didn't know until I got an email from you.
Oh, come on. You knew that you were missed by lots of people.
It's nice to be missed. I miss my Larry and my Walt and my Holly and my Big Fatty, of course. I didn't mean to put you at the end of the list there.
No, so that's all right. Because, Walt's in jail.
He is?
Yes. You didn't know that?
Well, they must give their inmates some internet access because Walt's been emailing me all day today.
Oh, well, they do have internet access, but he is in jail.
Oh, it made it very difficult driving back from Galveston today, having to respond to his emails while I was driving.
Now, y'all, we are recording on Easter Sunday, but now, Freddie, we're going to play this episode on Tax Day.
Oh, on the 15th.
On the 15th. That's Hump Day. And I can think of nobody I'd rather hump than you, but you probably would rather hump your delicious husband. Is that correct?
I wouldn't mind humping either one of you right now. I've had a couple of adult beverages, so either one of you would be fine right now.
Well, maybe I'll start the porn music or something in the middle of this. Now, tell us
brown chicken, brown cow.
Say that again.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Okay, that works. So, Freddie, tell us about your husband, and I believe you mentioned something about some toddlers or something, too.
Yes, my lovely and adoring husband of 7 weeks, Jed.
Of seven weeks?
No, I'm just teasing. Okay. I met Jed about 10 years ago on the interweb, and
Would you like to reveal what part of the interwebs you met him on?
It was not the manhunt, because I don't think the manhunt was around back then. But
let's see, 10 years ago, it was probably just the Americans Online then.
Yeah, I think it was, I actually think it was Yahoo Personals before American Online took them over.
Oh, okay.
But he began interstalking me and begged me to go out with him. And I finally acquiesced and went out with him, and we've been blissfully happy ever since.
Blissfully happy.
Blissfully happy.
And you now have
we have babies.
Babies.
We have babies.
My family would have called them urchins. You know, we were urchins. Poopalizzies.
We have two children that we adopted. In fact, yesterday was the four-year anniversary of my oldest son, Adrian, being placed in our home. And so we had a big shindig down in Galveston celebrating that anniversary, yeah.
And how old is he?
He will be 5 in July.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we got him when he was 9 months old, and then on his first birthday, we were notified that his mama had been knocked up again, and we were asked if we would like a sibling, so.
Okay.
We don't have television down here.
He's saying knocked up with a big smile on his face.
We don't have television down here in Texas. We have to do something for fun. We got to get knocked up.
I guess. So. So let's do some drinking and go knock somebody up. Now, I know that Austin is not backwoods hootenanny hillbilly place. It is quite the bustling town there, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Austin, up until this last election cycle, was the only blue dot in the center of a great big red state. And we have a big laid-back hippie culture here. And it's, you know, I moved here from Oklahoma City about 20 years ago, and I've never looked back.
Good for you.
Yeah, now, it's a great place to be.
The University of Texas is in Austin, right?
The University of Texas is about 6 minutes from my house.
Can you
see them horns? I can.
That's right. Now, are you a UT fan?
I am a UT fan. I bleed orange.
Even though you are from Oklahoma.
Well, you know, I was a military brat growing up, so I don't really consider myself being from Oklahoma. I moved to Austin from Oklahoma, but okay. I'm not actually from Oklahoma either.
Okay.
I have an entire migrant worker story, but I understand I only have 17 minutes.
Oh, dear God.
I mean, if you want to do this a two-part episode,
well,
put me on that.
we may come back to that in a future episode. How about that? We're not letting you off the hook after just one.
Perfect.
Okay. Now, so you're in school and you've been busy with that. Wait a minute. You said Adrian?
Yes.
Okay.
Adrian's my son.
Right.
Not to be confused with Jed, who I met on the interweb.
Right, but you have a second knock-up child, but you didn't
what
mention
was
who
his
that was.
Name? What is his name? Oh, my second child is Nathan, and he is 3 and a half right now, but he just hit his terrible 2, so he and I are not on friendly terms right now.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you how the terrible 2s went, so obviously... you had more than your fair share of them and are having it now.
Well, the terrible 2s is a myth. It doesn't actually get dreadful until 3 or 4, and particularly 4, like when they can actually talk back to you. Mm. is much worse than two when they're just screaming no at you. And I'll give you a quick example of this.
Please do.
Last week I was getting Adrian ready for school, and he had asked if he could open up this black Batman car that he apparently had gotten for Christmas, but I was unaware of. And I kept telling him it wasn't his, it was his brother's. And he said, no, it's not, it's mine. Grandma bought it for me for Christmas. And I said, no, I was with Grandma when she bought it. She bought it for your brother. And he goes, well, let me ask you something. Is my birthday in July? And I said, yes. And he goes, and Nathan's birthday is in November? And I said, yes. And he goes, well, we didn't have the car in July. We got it in November. It's my car. And I was like, oh, well, if my child can reason with me at 4 years old and make his point, he's way too smart for me.
Okay.
Like, he remembered specifically that he got the car in November. He got it after Thanksgiving. He knew exactly when he got this car. He was right. I was wrong. Mm-hmm. And he had great deal of pleasure telling me how wrong I was.
And then did he finish it all off with nye, 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 nye? Or did he just flip you the bird?
He just flipped me the bird. I thought it was a hook and horns, but it was the bird.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I take it that the boys are in bed, is that right?
The boys are in bed. They go to bed at 7:30, and they do so every single night, and that's the only time that Jed and I ever get to have adult time.
So you're having adult time not with your husband, but with Big Fatty instead?
Yeah. Yes.
Is he jealous?
He's not jealous. He just told me to hurry up so we can watch the big run.
Well, the big run, I'm missing the big run right now.
Well, but, the Tebow on pause.
Okay. All right. Is he right there with you?
No, not. He's doing something. He's probably reading.
Reading.
He's a big reader.
Okay. Now, you said that Grandma bought this Batman car, if I heard you correctly. Is that right?
That is correct.
Now, is that your grandma? I mean, is that your mother?
That would be my mother.
Oh, wait a minute. I just saw a light went on in the background.
Dear Lord, I hope he had his clothes on.
Well, he's got the shaved head, I think.
He does have the shaved head.
Big Fatty notices those kinds of things. And please tell him next time he walks in the kitchen with the shaved head to have his pants off. So, anyway. Because, you know, Big Fatty likes that. And this is not a video podcast. Only I get to enjoy that. Well, you get to enjoy it also. But, I mean.
So, yes, Jed's mother didn't want to be called Grandma, so she's actually called Yaya.
Yaya.
Yeah, because for some reason she's decided she's Greek.
I was going to say Greek. Now, you've told a story or two about your mama.
Oh, my God. My mom is my favorite subject to talk about.
And I believe the words white and trash were used in the middle of that story.
I won't dispute that.
Okay. And your mama bought some sort of, y'all, he's having a smoky treat. I think you're the first guest to have a smoky treat on the gays. During the gays.
So. I'll try not to cough.
Okay.
So I think you're going to mention the pajamas that my mother bought my son.
That had the feet on backwards?
Yes.
Yes.
My mother loves to shop at this store in Oklahoma that's called Name Brand Clothing, and it's a half off a half store, and it's hand-me-down of hand-me-down of hand-me-down of hand-me-down clothes. And I have, my sister has gotten swimsuits with snail trail in them. My mom bought me a pair of shoes once that didn't have a tongue in one of the shoes. But the icing on the cake was 1 year for Christmas, she bought my son a pair of pajamas, and they were actually really cute. They were the pajamas that had the legs and the feet sewn into them. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong with them until I looked at them from somebody else holding them up, and one of the legs was sewn on backwards. So one of the feet was facing forwards, and the other foot was facing backwards.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought they were both facing the wrong way. I didn't realize it was
No. Only one of them is sewn on backwards. Yeah. So we have pretty much put our foot down and asked her to stop buying clothes for our children.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. Now, speaking of pants with the feet going two different ways, who wears the pants in the Poffredi and Jed family there?
Without a doubt, it is definitely me.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so you keep Jed in line then?
I keep Jed in everything.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Jed doesn't drive. Jed doesn't cook. Jed doesn't do. There's very little I'll let him do because there's not a whole lot that he does really well.
Well, he must do something well. You kept him around.
Nah, he's actually a very good person, but he never learned how to cook. And in many ways, both of us have lost the gay card. We've been told that we're the least gay people other people know. That's okay.
Now, Freddie, speaking of cooking, weren't you supposed to be making me some sort of bacon muffin?
I was. Wasn't it bacon chocolate chip cookies?
I don't know what it was.
I think it was the bacon chocolate chip cookies. Okay. And that's still on my task.
Those must have been returned to sender because I've never received them.
No. It's still on. I have a very lengthy task list on my computer of things that I need to take care of, and that is one of the things I have on my list to do as soon as the semester is
now,
up.
Now, when is the semester over so that everyone can look forward to Poffredi coming back to the living?
Well, I think I have 5 weeks left to this semester, but I'm actually going to be coming back to the land of the living a little bit before that, because we got plans, Big Fatty. We got plans.
Do you want to reveal the plans?
I don't know if you can handle breaking news from the Poffredi.
You've got the camera on me. You tell me if I can handle it.
Well, Big Fatty, I have been in negotiations with a certain podcaster who has asked that I participate in a semi-regular show with him.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if you're familiar with a boy named Eric from New York City.
I am familiar with a boy named Eric from New York City.
Well, Eric and I have been in discussions and negotiations for the last couple months about putting some content out there, and it looks like it's going to get started fairly quickly.
Fantastic. That's two of our favorite people back on the interwebs. That's great.
That's right. I figured people were tired of hearing him huffing and puffing as he walked down the street, and maybe he could interact with somebody and it would be more entertaining.
Well, that's fantastic. So it'll be Confessions of Two Southern Boys.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. We had to change the title, though, because that was just too much for me to say.
Yeah, too much Yankee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, Freddie, I'm afraid that the clock is catching us here. So
curse it.
I know.
But it went way too fast.
It always does. It's like sex.
So, excellent.
Anyway, do you want to, other than your new podcast that's coming up sooner than later, do you want to plug anything else? Other than your husband.
Other than you and my husband. I have a blog at fatfreddy.blogspot.com, and that would both be, the fat and the Freddy would be PH.
Right. Well, you know, that's what you're famous for.
So it would be fatfreddy@blogspot.com. And other than that, I'm good. It was so nice talking to you.
Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate you taking some time out of your very busy schedule to be with me.
My pleasure.
All right. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
Good morning. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Meow!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.